Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Corin Cates Carney. A student at Salish Kootenai College is a world record holder in weightlifting. She's a powerful woman, but for a time felt so weak she didn't want to leave her room. Rochelle Meidinger's sanctuary is a pile of iron. The discs ring as the 20-year-old slides weights onto the bench press bar. She lies down and arches her back. Her knuckles turn white as her fingers wrap around the bar and slowly remove it from the rack. About a month ago, Meidinger entered her first weightlifting competition, the 2015 World Association of Benchers and Deadlifters Championship in Missoula. Each contestant got 4 lifts. The best lift counted as their score.
So then I got 244 for the last time, and everyone was all cheering and stuff, and we went and sat down. I was like, cool, I broke the state record. And then me and my older sister were looking through, like, they have manuals there, just for, like, all the Montana state records and then the world records. And the world record was, like, 226. We were so surprised, like, we had no idea.
She broke the world record for women aged 20 to 25 over 221 pounds. Breaking the record qualified her to compete in the World Championship in Las Vegas. That's coming up this November. She's now training at least 4 days a week. Meidinger is buff, with long brown hair tied up in a bun. She's wearing a shirt from the first event she competed in. You're hearing her finish a 250-pound lift.
Yeah, you can't expect yourself to go in the weight room and just once, especially with exercise. You just can't go in there and expect to have a six-pack at the end of the day, you know? You got to work for it. And people, like, look at me and they're like, you work out 4 times a week? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, I can't even imagine that. But I can't even imagine, like, reading a book in a week, you know? Just that's something I can't do, you know? Or like, running a mile or running all week or cycling. I can't imagine that, you know?
Meidinger's ideas of what can and can't be done once locked her in her room, unable to do anything. After graduating from Arley High School in 2012, Meidinger started getting panic attacks, 5 to 6 a day.
I had a lot of personal issues, family issues, you know, going on, and I just got hit with anxiety. Couldn't leave my house, couldn't have a job.
Meidinger was haunted by what might happen if she failed, or what happened if she wasn't good enough, and she briefly struggled with substance addiction.
And I finally went and got help, you know. And I got diagnosed as bipolar and panic disorder and OCD, stuff like that. Just with my thoughts, my racing thoughts.
Meidinger did not get better with one counseling session or with one prescription of pills. She's found something that makes her thoughts stop racing, but it's work.
Like, we all have something that takes the pain away, and I guess mine's lifting weights. I lift weights. I lift heavy weights. Do it every day.
A few weeks ago, Meidinger got her first fan letter.
I was really depressed. Really, really depressed this last couple weeks. And it's just kind of like she wrote me a check. And I was just like, wow, like, people I don't even know believe in me. Like, you know? I'm still, like, she had a handmade card, and I'm like, holy smokes, you know?
Meidinger has a phrase for this sort of thing in her life, those moments when the mind goes quiet. The letter from a stranger was a tender mercy. Meidinger is back in school and studying addiction counseling, although sometimes she thinks school isn't the right fit, and wonders about applying to a police academy or becoming a personal trainer.
I wouldn't say I'm a recovering addict, but I would say I'm a recovering human. But I don't know, I just want to help people. And maybe that's with weightlifting, maybe it's with building people up and encouraging people.
The Bench Press World Championship is this November. Meidinger wants to bench 330 pounds at the competition, almost 100 more than when she set the world record. She thinks she can do it. Meidinger has never had a panic attack in the weight room. In the Flathead, I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.